Dear God and Jesus, thank you for getting to go to the pool today and getting to go to this party at Cece's house. We got to do 5 fun things. And Mallory getting to do swim team today. Why are you smiling? Because you're so adorable, and I can't stand it sometimes. Help. What did you guys do on the porch today?
Nothing.
I thought you danced.
No.
And thank you for my family. And one more thing. Oh, thank you for Mommy. God and Jesus. I've never fully grasped the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Are they one? Are they three? What's the deal? It's a very confusing theological concept. Chloe, however, decided early on that she would not pray to just God, but that she had to pray to Jesus as well. Chloe has actually always had a thing for Jesus, a baby Jesus, that is. From a very early age, she started carrying around the plastic baby Jesus from our nativity scene, which she refers to as the Jesus house, at Christmas time. It was not unusual to find him in her bed beneath her pillow, in the pocket of her jacket, or even in the bathtub getting a good scrub. At Christmas time, wherever Chloe goes, baby Jesus goes too.
"Mommy, where's baby Jesus?"
she yelled from her bedroom one day. Immediately, the whole house was on lockdown as we went on a search and rescue mission for the tiny baby Jesus who was inexplicably permanently attached to his manger. I have learned the hard way that when Chloe loses baby Jesus, we are in crisis mode until he is located. "Got him," I said as I retrieved baby Jesus from an empty cardboard paper towel holder that she had hidden behind the giant throw pillows on the couch.
"That's right. I forgot that's where he was. He was napping," she said, snatching the little figure out of my hand and skipping off in the direction of her bedroom.
So when Chloe started saying unscripted prayers, as opposed to, "Now I lay me down to sleep," she decided it wouldn't be right just to pray to God. She needed to include Jesus as well. In the beginning of the prayer project, I also said a prayer directly after hers that I did not tape. The idea was that I would also share something special about my day for which I wanted to thank God. Not being a prayer warrior like Chloe, I often found this challenging, despite the fact that my only audience was a 6-year-old. "Dear God, thank you for..." I said one night before she cut me off.
"Whoa, whoa, whoa, Mommy. You can't just thank God. How do you think Jesus would feel? It's not right to leave him out," she said, wagging her little finger in my face beneath the glow of the nightlight with its rainbow of groovy colors.
"Okay. Dear God and Jesus, thank you for the sunshine," I said, starting again.
"Sunshine? Mommy, you need something more pacific than that. That's not a real prayer," she said,
crossing her little arms over her pajamas that were covered in purple monkeys. "Okay, let's try this again. Can I start from the thank you part?" I asked nervously. "Yes," she said impatiently. "Thank you for getting to go to the pool," I said.
"Done. I use that. You can't use it. You have to use something new," she said incredulously, unfolding her arms and lifting her palms in the air.
"Okay, thanks for the ice cream we had this afternoon."